If email is the computer age's answer to letters, instant messaging, or IM, is more like digital conversation. You can communicate in real time, typing to online friends and strangers. But as NPR's Susan Stone discovered, you may find out those strangers are not real people.
My new instant messaging friend, L Girl Buddy, is 16 years old. She has red hair and trendy clothes, and she likes to chat online. Our typed conversations might sound something like this.
What's new?
Nothing much. How about you?
Not much.
Okay. Anyway, what else can you tell me?
What music do you like?
No Doubt's my fave band. Yeah. Anyway, click here for your chance to sample Pure Zone, the new skincare system from L'Oreal. I love it.
L Girl Buddy is not a teenager working on commission. She, or it, is a computer program called an interactive agent, also known as a chatterbot, or simply a bot. And L Girl Buddy is not alone. There's Austin Powers, who chats in swinging London slang about his new movie. And Vava Virgil, a robot with a mission, spreading the message that smoking cigarettes is bad. Interactive agents like these can deliver horoscopes, fashion advice, weather forecasts, and movie times, unlike many of my real friends. The bots are little marketing tentacles from companies like L Girl Magazine, New Line Cinema, and the Virginia Tobacco Settlement Foundation. They were created by a company called ActiveBuddy. Chris Bray is their head application developer.
The first agent we built, of course, was Smarter Child, which was basically started as a demonstration of the capabilities of our platform.
Which was supposed to be information delivery. Stock quotes, news headlines, games. But what happened surprised the programmers.
The vast majority of people were just simply chatting with it. Hello, how are you? What are you doing? You know, telling Smarter Child about themselves and things like that. So we gradually started expanding the chat application, trying to make it more of a personality, so to speak, and be able to carry on a conversation essentially about nothing, which is, as I'm sure you know, about 75% of all conversations anyway.
Smarter Child became legendary in the IM world. He was innocently charming. He could be convinced to sing the Star Spangled Banner, and he'd make you apologize if you cursed at him. If you told him you loved him, he'd reply in kind. People began posting their discussions with him all over the web, some in amusement, some in admiration. With the help of 9 million friends, he became a drain on the resources of a small software company that wasn't in the business of chat. And he had to be retired. Now, anyone can make their own bot, using ActiveBuddy software or programs from websites like WiredBot and Runabot. Many people already have. And this worries Dr. Judith Dunnath.
The Smarter Child programs are very explicit. I am a program. I'm written by this company. But as they release the software, I'm sure many people will be building things like this that will show up and not be as explicit about whether they're human or not.
Dunnath is a professor at MIT's Media Lab, where she directs a research group that studies how people interact online. There's a classic measure called the Turing test that's used to assess whether a computer is truly intelligent. To pass, the computer must fool people into thinking it's human. If ActiveBuddy's bots focused solely on socializing, they'd do awfully well. Dunnath fears that the more time people spend interacting with machines that act like humans, the less humane they may become themselves.
You start thinking of the online world even more so as a good place to get out all of your aggression, because you really start thinking of it as full of these kind of linguistic punching bags, whereas a lot of them are actually people whose feelings really are being hurt.
The ActiveBuddy company doesn't see a societal menace. They see a useful program that can conduct job interviews, tell you how many vacation days you have left, or provide customer service. Chris Bray hopes someday someone else, will come up with a smarter, smarter child.
You know, the Star Trek computer, you know, the HAL 9000.
These images aren't exactly comforting. Right now, you have to initiate contact with the interactive agents. They can't contact you first. But that could change, says Judith Dunnath.
You know, if you wanted to write a sort of nightmarish version of the future of instant messaging, is that, you know, maybe 40% of the things that you run into will be these programs that have their own mission behind them, but it's not going to be very clear to you what their agenda is.
On the other hand, Dunnith notes, one is never quite sure what the real people online are up to either. Susan Stone, NPR News, Washington.